Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, June 16th, 2010. You're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and again today we want to share a message that we hope will encourage you as well as to provide biblical instruction. Today's message is titled, This Grace in Which We Stand. A wonderful scripture portion is Romans 5, 1 and 2.
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
Yesterday I was blessed as I heard an older song on our local Christian radio station. The song touched me when it first played in the early 80s or even perhaps late 70s. But it gripped my heart afresh as I carefully listened again. The late Christian artist Keith Green was a contemporary singer when I was a young Christian. His lyrics, in my view, were scripturally based, expressive, and written from an honest heart, often reflecting the inevitable struggles of living out our life in Christ. We posted the lyrics in our message today of a song titled, Grace by Which I Stand, so that you too may feel the heart of the message. And even though we don't normally do this in the body of our message, let alone in the reading of the podcast, we're going to read those lyrics right now.
Lord, the feelings are not the same. I guess I'm older. I guess I've changed. And how I wish it had been explained that as you're growing, you must remember that nothing lasts except the grace of God by which I stand in Jesus. I know that I would surely fall away, except for grace by which I stand.
Lord, I remember that special way I vowed to serve you when it was brand new. But like Peter, I can't even watch and pray 1 hour with you. And I bet I could deny you too. But nothing lasts except the grace of God by which I stand in Jesus. I'm sure that my whole life would waste away except for grace by which I'm saved.
But nothing lasts except the grace of God by which I stand in Jesus. I know that I would surely fall away except for grace by which I'm saved.
It would seem that our text today is the springboard from which the lyrics of this song might have originated. I'm pretty certain about that, in fact. Our text begins, therefore, since we have been justified through faith. Justification by faith is a foundational teaching in the Bible, first expressed in Genesis 15, verse 6, where we read that Abram believed in God, and it was reckoned or accredited to him as righteousness. The prophet Habakkuk declares that the just shall live by faith in his small book, chapter 2, verse 4.
Justification is powerfully and succinctly defined in the Westminster Catechism as this: an act of God's free grace, wherein he pardoneth all our sins, and accepteth us as righteous in his sight, only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us, and received by faith alone.
The verse continues, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the reconciliation aspect of peace. Sin and unbelief separates us from God, putting us at enmity or hostility with our Maker. But a picture of justification is the cross of Christ, which becomes a bridge for us to cross so that we, through Jesus' sacrifice, are reconciled with the Father. And it is then that we find peace within our soul.
The verse continues, through whom our Lord Jesus Christ, we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Well, the Apostle Paul asserts that this peace is a result of grace or unmerited favor and is the very source of our present standing with God. Another song that comes to mind regarding this point is Grace Alone.
The verse continues. Actually, it's two verses, Romans 5, 1 and 2. And I'm chuckling because we both missed a typo there and Brooksine read this pace.
That's wrong.
And I hope if you're reading along or thinking with us, you know we're talking about this peace that Scripture talks about. Well, the verse continues. Actually, again, it's Romans 5, 1 and 2. So the latter part of verse 2, and the last portion we're going to deal with today, concludes the portion with, "And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." The thief of our soul regularly attempts to rob us of our peace, our rejoicing, and the hope we receive in this glorious grace. We all face the unique pressures of our own circumstances, as well as matters common to all of us. We see this old world in such turmoil. You find Paul's words in Romans chapter 8, just a few chapters beyond our daily reading, so instructive in this matter. It's a longer portion, but it really came to my heart today as I was reading Romans 8, 19 through 21. "The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God." Now that's a deep verse, and one that would merit lots of interpretation and consideration, but just the thought of the troubled world we live in and what the Word of God says about this fallen world.
God's redeemed people come in such a grace variety package. Young and old, black and white, rich and poor, educated and illiterate. Some greatly delivered from the ways of the world, others greatly preserved. Some grew up in church, others on the street. Still some have their Sunday school pins indicating years of perfect attendance. Yet others have ugly scars from their old way of life. All are overcomers, and all are still overcoming. All are great sinners, and all are greatly forgiven, all standing in God's grace alone.
It is through our Lord Jesus Christ that all are justified, all that believe, all that trust. It is through our Lord Jesus Christ that we have peace with God. It is through our Lord Jesus Christ that we have access to God. It is through our Lord Jesus Christ that we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. All this and infinitely more blessings we receive as recipients of God's grace. Today, let us rejoice in this grace by which we stand.
Let's pray together. Father, there is nothing that brings greater satisfaction than the deep, settled peace in my soul that comes from receiving your forgiveness. Jesus paid the debt for my sin. He paid it in full, and I fully commit my life to him. There isn't one merit badge I can earn or apply to my standing in Christ, for it is only through his grace that I overcome the power of sin. Thank you for sending Jesus and receiving his death as an atoning sacrifice for my sins. I stand uncondemned and rejoicing today because I'm fully forgiven through your grace, and I am so thankful. Amen.
Amen. Wow, what a wonderful truth, God's grace. Thank you for joining us today, our podcast listeners. This is the message we have prepared for Wednesday, June 16th, 2010. We post it on the web each day at our website at dailyencouragement.net. Of course, many of you receive this through the free email subscription we offer, and you may have clicked on the podcast link from that. We also remind you of this because we typically put material up on our site that we cannot put up in a podcast, that we cannot communicate in a podcast, specifically photos. Today we have a number of photos of a little project Brooksine did yesterday making cherry jam. We think some of our readers may find that interesting. We also have a number of supplemental songs that go with today's message. And I'm not going to read them all. They're all dealing with grace, really. But the one that I want to point out I did find was the song I referred to earlier in the message by Keith Green, titled "Grace by Which I Stand." It really is it's a blessing to hear that song again, some 30 years probably after it was written. Well, blessings to you today. Be encouraged in your walk with the Lord. Continue to stand in that grace.